A proposal to rename a major thoroughfare in Jonesboro has been delayed. The Jonesboro City Council's Public Works Committee will take up the measure at a public meeting on Tuesday, August 6th at 5 o'clock. The proposal would rename Stadium Boulevard Red Wolves Boulevard after the mascot of Arkansas State University. A meeting about the name change was supposed to have been held last night, but Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin decided the issue needed more time. Perrin addressed the Jonesboro City Council last night.
And because it's a special call meeting, we felt like, and I called the chairman asking to pull that meeting, so we would have more time to gather more data and get more requests and input from the public. So that meeting, that item will be scheduled for August the 6th at 5 o'clock here in Huntington Building on the Public Works agenda.
The proposal would change the name of the street from U.S. Highway 63 bypass to Johnson. Perrin says delaying the name change will allow people to continue talking about the issue and encourages the public to contact his office, as well as to attend the special meeting on August 6th. If the proposal passes through the Public Works Committee, it will be voted on by the Jonesboro City Council August 20th. In other news, Mayor Perrin says the city is working on planning for street improvements in Jonesboro. Perrin says a new statewide sales tax for highway improvements will allow cities and counties to receive a slice of that pie. Perrin tells how much Jonesboro is expected to receive as a result of the new tax.
The city of Jonesboro, starting in August, on an annualized basis, will be receiving $1.1 million a year, estimated, over a 10-year period, which would generate somewhere around $11.2 million. What the city needs to do and wants to do is the taxpayers is touch as many people with those dollars as we possibly can to maximize return on those investments. And so the engineering department, led by Mark Nichols in that area, Dr. Guffey and others, have come up with about five to six major projects that I think is very worthwhile. We've got a dollar estimate to that, and that's what we went over yesterday with Mr. Bennett, as well as Walter McMillan, who is our district engineer, who resides in Perigo.
According to Perrin, one of the most important projects is a bridge over the railroad tracks at Highland Drive to allow people living east of Jonesboro to get to the city in a timely manner, especially in the event of an emergency. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.